This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we got a story about household debt in the United States. It is not going in the right direction. Daryl's got that news for us. Plus, Chris is with us from Think Penguin. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Good to have you back here. You are going to be talking about pirates, pirating movies and such in Sweden when we get a chance. Your toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect to us there if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. But there was a story that Thursdays are my nights off, so I wasn't on last night. But I know I mentioned this on the air on Wednesday.
Yes.
From The Guardian, and it's actually written by Chelsea Manning. Of course, for those of you who might not have heard the news, a few weeks ago, right as basically he was walking out the door of the White House, you know, like within a day or so of that, Barack Obama did issue a pardon.
Not a pardon.
I'm sorry. Commutation.
Commutation. The difference being, and
he's
this
still
is
got
a
the record.
Huge difference. So Chelsea Manning still has a record. The conviction is still going to be there, you know, permanently. However, the sentence is being reduced
from 30-something more years.
From 35 years down to basically 7
right.
once Private Manning is released on May 17th.
Correct. Now, there's been some speculation as to whether or not Trump is going to reverse this in some way, but it hasn't happened yet, and it would seem like if he was feeling vindictive, he would have done that right away. Of course, he could be a real a-hole and just wait until the last day and reverse it, I suppose. So, you know, we've all got our fingers crossed out here, hoping that Chelsea is actually, as scheduled, released in 3 more months.
Yes.
So, basically, we're 1 month out from, because it was 4 months, it was 120 days.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, when Barack Obama
that's
issued
a long
the time.
It
is. And they claim that there's some sort of process or whatever, you know, some bureaucratic process to somehow help him, right? Like, well, we got to keep you in here for 120 days to try to help you find a place to stay. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can cut Chelsea Manning loose. He can make a phone call, I'm sure, and have somebody pick him up within an hour's time and be in a safe,
yeah,
warm
I'm
place.
I'm fairly certain that any of the ACLU attorneys that have been working with Chelsea Manning would be over there ASAP to pick her up and give her a ride somewhere. And you might not know about this. There's actually a GoFundMe for Chelsea Manning.
For when she gets out?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's being run by one of the ACLU attorneys.
Can you, if it's possible, can you dig up the link and maybe put it on our Facebook?
I've got the link right in front of me and just donated $20 to it.
Nice. Let's drop that on the Facebook and Twitter when you get a chance. That way other people can do that. What's it up to right now?
$87,306 with a goal of $100,000.
Yeah, that sounds like it's doable within the next 3 months
now,
or whatever.
How long has she actually been in there for?
Almost
seven years, something like that.
7 years.
And got arrested in 2010.
Does that include the time that she was on or before the trial and everything?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
that becomes part of the sentence. So when you're in holding before trial, which she was in for like what 2 or 3 years before trial,
something
I think it
like
was.
That. A lot of that time in solitary confinement,
torture,
and then the judge wound up because of the years of solitary confinement, said we'll reduce your total sentence by 120 days.
Mm. Yeah. So great news that she is going to be getting out, and she has now penned a letter. Called, this is the title, from TheGuardian.com, to those who kept me alive all these years, thank you. And when I saw the title, I thought it was going to be about, you know, people on the outside sending positive messages, but it really seems to be more like the people on the inside.
Interesting.
The federal prison, the fellow prisoners. Hmm. So here's a story from The Guardian and Chelsea Manning writing, to those who have kept me alive for the past 6 years, Minutes after President Obama announced the commutation of my sentence, the prison quickly moved me out of general population and into the restrictive housing unit where I am now held. Which is a strange thing to do.
Now, was that the same thing as solitary?
It could be. Restrictive housing could be the term that they use within a military prison for a solitary unit, but I'm not sure. Normally, in like regular prisons, it might be called the special housing unit or the, what's the S sometimes stand for in SHU? I think it's either special or solitary. Daryl, I'm looking at you because you were a corrections officer.
We just called it solitary.
Okay.
I do know because I requested the policies from all of the jails in New Hampshire. Several of them just never even responded to the FOIA request that I sent. Several of the other ones responded by saying, we don't have a solitary confinement unit. We call it this. And generally it was, like special housing or restricted something. And then others just said, we don't have that. And that's all they said.
So it is frequently called the special housing unit, according to the federal prison system. But again, this is a military brig, so it may be termed something different there. It's a good question, though. I'm sure somebody could probably dig around and figure that out. But either way, she's out of general population, which seems like almost a move to punish her in the last...
Which seems bizarre, because it wasn't even her actions. It was the president, the ex-president's.
And so who knows how vindictive the warden or the guards are in this particular facility. Just one more shot at her before she gets out.
I also wonder, is that standard procedure before they release somebody, or is it...
It's not when we're in jail, at least. Like, I've never been in a military prison, but and so obviously things are different from one... And you were a CO in a jail, not a prison?
It was technically the county prison.
They call it a prison, but was it for less than a year or more than a year?
All of the above.
Oh, really? Okay, so then, yeah, I guess prison would be the right word for that.
And where was that?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay, that's interesting.
So let me go on here with the story. So she's moved into the restrictive housing unit where I'm now held, she writes. I know that we are now physically separated, but we will never be apart, and we are not alone. Recently, one of you asked me, will you remember me? I will remember you. How could I possibly forget? You taught me lessons that I would never have learned otherwise. When I was afraid, you taught me how to keep going. When I was lost, you showed me the way. When I was numb, you taught me how to feel. When I was angry, you taught me how to chill out. When I was hateful, you taught me how to be compassionate. When I was distant, you taught me how to be close. When I was selfish, you taught me how to share. Sometimes it took me a while to learn many things. Other times I would forget, and you would remind me. We were friends in a way few will ever understand. There was no room to be superficial. Instead, we bared it all. We could hide from our families and from the world outside, but we could never hide from each other. We argued, we bickered, and we fought with each other, sometimes over absolutely nothing. But we were always a family. We were always united. When the prison tried to break one of us, we all stood up. We looked out for each other. When they tried to divide us and systematically discriminated against us, we embraced our diversity and pushed back. But I also learned from all of you when to pick my battles. I grew up and grew connected because of the community you provided. Those outside of prison may not believe that we act like human beings under these conditions. But of course we do. And we build our own networks of survival. And I'd just like to stop at that moment because I think that's so true. And we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live, whether it's prison or jail. People on the outside, the respectables, they love to ignore the fact that there are human beings within the walls of prisons and jails and pretend like they're all bad people.
Well, they all got convicted. They have to be bad. Well, no, not everybody that's inside a prison or a jail has been convicted. There are
a lot of
people that are in on pretrial confinement because either they can't afford to pay the outrageous bail or they just don't want to wind up paying a system that they know they're probably not going to wind up getting their money back anyway.
Right, like our friend Ademo, who's got a $75,000 bail on some marijuana charges right now in Ohio. So we can continue. There's just a few more paragraphs here from Chelsea Manning thanking her fellow prisoners there at the federal institution, the military prison that she's being held at for the next 90 days or so. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, maybe you want to comment on being in prison. Was it like what she's talking about, a group of people who came together to help one another? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829, 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. More from Chelsea Manning here in moments. She has written a letter to the people who had helped her, the people who kept her alive all these years behind bars in a federal military prison. But it wasn't anyone on the outside. I mean, I'm sure she's appreciative of any notes and letters and things like that. She's actually writing about her fellow inmates here, which is interesting. We're going to continue with that here in moments. Also, you can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. I do want to let you know about MyPillow. It is a great pillow. It's, in fact, probably the best one I've ever used. I've been using it now since early 2016. Daryl, you also have one of these.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. You can try one out for yourself. There's a very low risk here. You can order one at half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com, and you've got a 60-day window of time once you get the pillow to decide. You know, do you think this is a great pillow or not so much? And if you don't think it's so great, then you can send it back, and they'll send you your money back because they really stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. So, again, code FTL gets you the discount of half off on one or two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you order. If you sleep with somebody else, they're probably going to be jealous. You probably should get two. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable. So if you need to, you can actually put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. In fact, they even recommend it on sort of a couple times a year basis. So MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for the discount. By the way, Pillow is guaranteed to last for 10 years. So 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee at MyPillow.com with code FTL. So back to the letter from Chelsea Manning being published over in The Guardian at TheGuardian.com about what it's like behind the bars of this federal prison, this military prison that she's been held in for something like 7 years of her life for the dastardly crime of blowing the whistle on government malfeasance and murder.
Potential war crimes.
Yeah, right. So she says, those outside of prison may not believe that we act like human beings under these conditions, but of course we do. And we build our own networks of survival. She says, I never would have made it without you. Not only did you teach me these important lessons, but you made sure I felt cared for. You were the people who helped me to deal with the trauma of my regular haircuts. You were the people who checked on me after I tried to end my life. You were the people that played fun games with me, who wished me a happy birthday. We shared the holidays together. You were and always will be family. For many of you, you are already free and living outside of the prison walls. Many of you will come home soon. Some of you still have many years to go. The most important thing that you taught me was how to write and how to speak in my own voice. I used to only know how to write memos. Now I write like a human being, with dreams, desires, and connections. I could not have done it without you. From where I am now, I still think of all of you. When I leave this place in May, I will still think of all of you. And to anyone who finds themselves feeling alone behind bars, know that there is a network of us who are thinking of you. You will never be forgotten. I just thought that was incredible, that letter. So, Chelsea Manning there in TheGuardian.com. Not much else to say about that, is there?
No.
No. Just hope those 90 days goes as quickly as they possibly can. I'm sure there are ways to send her letters, even if she is in the hole where you go to look up that address. I don't know, but I imagine a quick Google would likely resolve that information.
Probably.
So, there you have it. Chelsea Manning. Of course, they still want to put Edward Snowden behind bars, if not execute him. And there was actually a story recently that Russia... There was rumors that Russia was thinking about offering him up as a gift to the United States, but the Russian government is denying those rumors.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if you saw the tweet that Snowden made right after this story came up.
Proof that he's not a spy.
Finally, proof that I did not work for the Russians, right? Because no government hands over their spies.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. It's 855-450-FREE. So that was great news. I mean, just the fact that she's getting out, Chelsea Manning's getting out, and she's grateful to the people that she spent time with in there. They're the ones who really kept her together. And that's an amazingly touching story that I think hopefully will shine some light on the fact that there are human beings behind bars in the United States and around the world, that even the people who are there for committing real crimes. Like, there's a bunch of people behind bars who are there for non-crimes, things that we would consider victimless crimes, like drug dealing or drug possession and, you know, I don't know, driving without a license, for instance. But there are some people who are there for legitimate reasons. They might have actually harmed another human being.
Right.
But even those people are still human beings who, many of them maybe made a terrible, terrible mistake in the heat of passion.
Right.
And that's not excusing what they did. Obviously, they need to make right with the victims as much as they can.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they should be treated inhumanely.
Well, and locking somebody in a jail cell basically prevents them from giving restitution to
pretty
the
much.
Person that they've harmed.
I fail to see what good it can possibly do by putting somebody in a jail cell.
I would say the only reason somebody should be in a jail cell is if they're unrepentant, violent people.
I don't even think that.
Really?
I think
what would you propose to do with those
people? I think there's some level of segregation that may be necessary mm-hmm. to protect the general population, but I don't necessarily think
that
a jail cell is necessary.
Kind of sounds like
kind
a, jail.
Of a jail cell. I mean, even if it's not a cell, if you're talking about physically segregating them by force, you're talking about something that's not being in
open-air
population.
Prison is still a jail.
I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just saying I don't think that people should be put into little cages and...
I see what you're saying there. But you don't want to have Jeffrey Dahmer out running around.
Not the general, not
right,
in the rest
not
of
the rest.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, Charles Manson needs to be somewhere completely separated from society, whether that's inside a prison or just inside a giant caged area.
Right. Yeah, well.
And the thing is, you don't want to put them all together because then they might,
Well, there's certainly.
That's how you get
security,
Australia.
There's certainly security issues that would have to. Come into play with any kind of sectioned off area that was set up as maybe a town where people who were imprisoned could live.
And it would be interesting to see what the marketplace could come up with if it were allowed to, if we didn't have this sort of government-run prison structure. I realize there are some private prisons, but they're always done with the approval of the state, with the monopoly blessings, if you will, of the state.
Yeah, and then there's things stipulated in the contract of the state guarantees that we will maintain 95% capacity.
Which gives them the incentive to arrest victimless criminals and load up the private prison with people who've never heard anything.
Right, and, well, it's not the prisons that are arresting people.
No, but so I'm saying
the prisons will sue if they wind up, not having as many inmates as they're told they're going to have.
Where we get hidden quotas from.
And you get the prison industrial complex as well. So I think that it would be interesting to see what kind of reforms could be put in if there were more of a market in prisons. And it's a weird thing to talk about because people, for their whole lives have thought, well, this is one of those things the government must do. The government has always done it in our lifetimes, so therefore it must always do that, this service. But the service of government prisons is terrible and inhumane, and there's so many different problems with them all around the country. I mean, we get prison legal news in here on a monthly basis. It's a publication that's sent to prisoners all around the country, and it's just page after page after page of just outrageous human rights abuses month after month from across the United States and around the world. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, if you've ever thought about starting up your own website, well, it's not too late. In fact, good things come to those who wait. You get 50% off if you go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's 50% off. HostGator's regular prices. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they make it easy to get started with your website or blog. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator also has 99.99% uptime rating, as rated by Web Hosting Stuff, so you don't have to worry about outages. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. HostGator.com/FTL for 50% off. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got John in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. John, listening online.
Well, I wanted to discuss immigration. I know the libertarian position on immigration usually is for open borders, but what I have to say is it doesn't have to quite be that way. The way I see it is, as a libertarian position, they should be against all forms of government welfare. And so the way I see it is we shouldn't have a wall, of course, beyond libertarian, but what we should do is we should cut off all the welfare to the illegal immigrants.
How about just cutting off welfare, period? I mean, why does the government need to have welfare whatsoever?
I agree. There should be no welfare. I'm for eliminating all welfare. I think welfare makes people dependent on the government.
Right. You know, the old adage, and leave it up to charities and private groups to provide for folks. Unfortunately, those we heard recently, I heard you guys talking about this last night in Manchester, New Hampshire. Apparently, there's a church that's being cracked down on by the city of Manchester for trying to feed the homeless in a public park. So, unfortunately, sometimes the government actively tries to prohibit people from helping the needy.
Yes.
But my main point, though, is, you know, what we should do is we should have no welfare of any kind. I agree. But we should also get rid of the what's currently going on where you're subsidizing the illegals with the welfare so that the only immigrants who come are ones who really want to come, not just coming for the welfare.
Which is how, in my opinion, most of them do come over here. You know,
and
my
there
experience.
Are numerous studies that show that immigrants, both documented and undocumented, wind up paying more into the system than what they wind up receiving from the system.
All right.
Yeah, that's all true. John, was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
That's the main topic I want to talk about, but I just have to say, I don't quite agree with you on that. All the way. I mean, they probably do pay in the system, but I'll give you an example. For instance, when I've applied to different colleges in the past, what I notice is, for instance, they have exceptions. Like, you know, they give you all your tuition paid for free if you're an illegal immigrant. So they give them little things that they...
So wait, there's like a box that you check on the application form that says, I'm an undocumented immigrant, and then they just give you free college? That seems a little hard to believe.
Oh, they do, but not where I live now, where I lived a couple of years ago in California. They did that under the DREAM Act. So
is there any documentation for this, or...
Did you see this personally?
Did you just hear it on Fox News?
No. I saw this when I was... When I went to UCR, when I applied to go there, they had that in the application form. So my point is, look, this is the reason why, though. So I think, you know, that it should be cut off for everybody. I mean,
so what did it say in the application form?
Well, it basically said under the DREAM Act, they can have all the tuition paid for, you know, for the college of their choice. In this case, it was on the application for UCR. That's how it said.
For the DREAM Act.
No, for what college?
Well, that was for UCR, but probably not for all colleges. They're doing something special for that college. But my point is, it shouldn't be this way.
Being University of California Riverside, I believe.
If it's the now the problem is with, of course, colleges is a lot of them receive state money, but ultimately, if the college itself wants to pay people to go there or, you know, cover people's tuition, then that's up to them. I mean, ideally, they shouldn't be taking tax dollars, but ultimately, if it's, you know, an internal college policy, then that's not really welfare per se. It's just a policy. That's like, you know, there's a policy at this one restaurant we talked about once of giving anybody who asks for it a free peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's not welfare. That's a, you know, a policy of that particular restaurant, something that they do.
I get your point, but it was covered under the DREAM Act, so I mean...
Yeah, I can't say I know a whole lot about the DREAM Act. We'll have to look into that.
The DREAM Act is deferred something. So basically... If you came here as a child and your parents didn't fill out all of the paperwork, then you don't get punished because your parents jumped through or, you know, didn't jump through the hoops. And I don't have a problem with that. So, you know, like, why are we punishing people that are 18 now because of something that they had no control over that happened when they were 5?
Right.
Do you have anything to say to that, John?
Well, that's different. I'm talking about something else.
No, I was just talking about the DREAM Act. I was explaining what the DREAM Act is.
No, I know what the DREAM Act is. I know it does that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is something else. You know, all those bills are usually big, you know, like hundreds of pages long. So they can add certain things. So there's probably provision in there because they were doing it under the DREAM Act, covering the expenses of colleges.
So, right, but when he's gone to the UCR website and they cite something called AB 540. That is Assembly Bill 540. So that's a state law that they're looking at, which is not the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act was federal legislation.
Yeah, apparently there is a California DREAM Act, which is what that AB 540 thing is. So, again, if they're helping somebody out who was born here to undocumented immigrants, again, you know, if that's what's happening.
Or even if they, you know, the child came here when they were three, they can't control what, you know, where their parents drag them when they're three or five.
You're saying that those people, even in those circumstances, shouldn't be offered any kind of financial assistance by colleges?
Yeah, you know, I think there shouldn't be any financial assistance from colleges. It's a trap, you know. You like.
I don't think there should be government-run colleges. Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Right, and not even just government-run, but
I think government-run colleges are horrible. I can tell you my own experience. Like, this is something you would agree with me on, anyway. They're inefficient. The bureaucracy is very bad. It took me several months just to apply for some courses. I wanted to do some of them online. Yeah, and compare that when I've done private universities in the past, their websites are really well done. You can get the information easily. UCRCC, when you call them, it takes forever to connect to anybody. They don't answer your calls. The bureaucracy is so bad, so inefficient.
John, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I'm looking here at the ICanAffordCollege.com page about California's community colleges. What is a California DREAM Act student? You are a California DREAM Act student and exempt from paying non-resident enrollment fees if you meet all the following criteria. One, you attended a California high school for at least 3 years or attained the equivalent of at least 3 years of credits from a California high school and attended at least 3 full years of California K-12 schools. And you graduated from a California high school, got a GED, or passed the California High School Proficiency Exam. And then another bullet point under and is are registered or enrolled at a California community college. And if required, complete an affidavit saying you have filed or will file when you are eligible to do so for legal immigration status. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. Whether it's immigrations or prisons, anything goes.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves with you in studio. It's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, Chris is going to be talking about Swedish males who apparently love piracy. That is to say, not the swashbuckling type, but the online file sharing type. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Plus, household debt is on the rise in the United States. That is not good news. And, Daryl, you've got that story. But first, we go to the phones to the fun. Bat Slave is in New Hampshire watching us on the YouTube channel over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Bat Slave. Hello? Bad Slave? I heard somebody there. I heard a clicking.
Yeah, I'm here.
You are.
Sorry.
All right. Go ahead.
Just got out of stint in prison, and so I've got a few things to say. The the one thing that I found interesting is that there's quite a good staff of corrections officers. I keep asking them while I was there. I kept saying, what do you correct? Anyway.
They were a good staff, what do you mean by that? I mean,
not a good, good in quality, but good in size.
Oh, okay.
Lots of them.
I see.
And my point is that they're there to provide services that the inmates need, and they completely fail at it. You'll ask them to do something, they'll promise to do it, and they just will never follow through.
Yeah, that happened. I saw that happening a lot in jail. When I was in jail for 58 days for civil disobedience, I saw the guards being fairly non-responsive, and, you'd ask for something simple, and hours would go by, or, more than a day or whatever before you'd actually, have a chance at even having the request fulfilled. And you were in for, what, was it 2 years?
No, I'm technically still in, but I've got a an electronic tether here.
Oh, okay. So how long were you actually in the state prison in, was it Berlin or Concord? Where did they keep you?
A little over a year in Berlin.
Now, just for people that don't know, I happen to know, just because you're from here in New Hampshire, you're one of the Liberty activists, you were arrested for driving, not dangerously, but just driving without government permission slips, correct?
That is absolutely correct. It was, you know, I mean, I tried to do some common law stuff to, you know, claim my right to question, you know, the harmed party. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there isn't any. So,
sure. How do you put the state of New Hampshire on the stand? How do you question the victim in that particular case? Because that's what they're claiming is the, you know, the state of New Hampshire is the victim.
You know, and I was, and we were putting in paperwork, and we were, you know, there was this prosecutor in Grafton County, and the woman has just made these crazy claims, like, well, you know, if you don't have a driver's license or something like that, you're going to, you know, your ability to, you know, see, you might get old, you might something happen to you.
Ridiculous.
And you can't drive a car anymore.
You said there,
I believe you did.
So we got to let you go on that one, bad slave. We hit the dump word on that. Sorry, you can't do that the radio. I understand that it's a subject of which you feel passionately, and I appreciate passion, but unfortunately we can't let that fly. So anyway, what he was referring to was his time in prison for driving while suspended, and he was talking about some of the approaches they tried in court. Sounds like they didn't work out, because we've heard a lot about this, you know, I have the right to travel kind of defense, which actually Dave Juris, who's one of the activists in the area, is currently involved in a case where he's going to be trying to take that defense.
Automobile means blah, blah, blah. Vehicle means blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah.
We're watching.
I was traveling, not driving.
Right. Now, the argument there is, I'm very familiar with these arguments. The argument is, and actually we've seen State Representative Dick Marple make these arguments recently in court. You were there for one of those appearances, Chris.
A couple of them.
And so far, he has not yet been thrown behind bars, and the judge has actually postponed the trial until she has a chance to rule on his arguments.
That was particularly interesting, the Dick Marple one.
It was very interesting.
They did not slam him like he should, would have anybody else.
Yeah, any of us trying what he tried would have gone to jail for contempt of court.
But. Right. So do you think they're giving him a little bit of leeway because he's 9,000 years old?
And a state
because
rep.
Because he's a state rep.
Yeah.
Or because he's both.
I don't know. I really don't know. Obviously, you know, the only way to test that would be to have somebody who's an elderly person go in and try it who's not a state rep. Because we're not going to be able to compare apples to oranges. David Jurist is in his early 30s.
Right.
And so his.
And it's also a completely different court.
True. Yeah.
I wonder if negative publicity is a concern for them.
For who? The state?
Dick Marple in particular. He's a state rep. He's older. And negative.
You're saying
publicity.
The state would be worried about negative publicity.
There have been other state reps that have gotten arrested for things, so no.
That's true. Didn't they just search somebody's house in Manchester, a state
house,
were they,
and several businesses?
And were they? But were they older? Or
no,
were they
middle-aged.
Middle-aged, because middle-aged is different than being older. He's elderly. He's
It's fascinating.
Right. I definitely think the being old has everything to do with it, and being a state rep has almost nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all very interesting, and I'm fascinated to watch however this thing turns out, because it's very interesting. And we've had our video cameras in there now for the court hearings that he's been to. So if you've ever wanted to see this happen in court, and I have always wanted to see what happens when somebody tries this, somebody who really knows their stuff who tries this, you can just search for Representative Dick Marple Court on YouTube, and those will come up.
Did you get video of David?
I did.
I would love to.
So far, he's only been arraigned.
Harrison video.
He's only been arraigned, and his was much shorter.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be much to compare yet. But we'll definitely be continuing to update on both of those cases. So just to recap what you were saying, Daryl, the kind of the the pitch here from the freedom of travel activists is that somehow the government's laws, the government statutes on all the, you know, 50 states, that they only regulate motor vehicles, and that that's a legal term that doesn't necessarily mean an automobile. The idea is a motor vehicle is a commercial thing that you use for commercial purposes, and that an automobile is just something that you would use for pleasure, and so that the state driver's license is only supposed to be for people who are doing commercial things, because somehow the state can regulate that from their belief system, but that it can't regulate.
And I thought somehow they threw in the word vehicle in there as being distinct, even though the word vehicle could apply to a horse and buggy or a chariot, which does not necessarily imply commercial, because lots of people travel in, or, you know, they're still Amish people that use horse and buggies for just, you know, going to market to buy things that they need to buy.
Well, the argument would be that
commercial purpose.
Yeah, that would not be a vehicle if it wasn't for a commercial purpose. Now, they cite court cases. They have, you know, interesting documentation to back up their arguments. They cite Supreme Court cases. But in the case of Dick Marple, the state also had cases that they cited as well. So, you know, there's different cases that say different things on this subject. And ultimately, if the state were to lose its ability to license the average driver, they would lose significant income. And they certainly don't want to do that.
One of the things I thought was interesting is the something about the Uniform Code of Commercial...
UCC, Uniform Commercial Code.
It almost sounds also like they were kind of arguing that it doesn't apply because it's not commercial, therefore something.
Yep, that's pretty much the argument there.
But whether or not, you know, it's defined in law as, you know, a vehicle or not, it I would almost think it's irrelevant because it's a non-commercial activity. And if it's only applicable for, you know, if that body of law is only applicable to commercial activity, I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out because so far...
And there's also the claim that, this says that any person doing something, and person is defined as a corporation, but it also says, or an individual.
Yeah. I think the if I remember correctly, the prosecutor came back and said, well, it's defined two different things, and there's already been a ruling on that. So, yeah, I don't know.
We're going to find out, because so far we've heard a lot of people talking over the years on this show. People will call in, and they'll pitch this theory, and we'll always ask them, well, do you have any evidence of actually trying it in court?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, well, now we're actually going to have some evidence. We're actually building, you know, some video footage of this, and it's very interesting. We'll continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, piracy on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.